I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Large street protests in central Sulawesi have stayed the planned execution of three Indonesian Christians until next Tuesday. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the case stemmed from sectarian violence convictions 8 years ago, but he says the stay doesn't really change anything.
This is a place where Christians are being made to feel very unwelcome, and Muslims are feeling threatened as they see the growth of the church, and they're striking back against that. So the challenge for Christian ministry, obviously, is to reach people for Christ in a very hostile environment.
Next, the team of volunteers from the U.S. worked in sweltering heat for a week and a half to build a brand new church building for Bible Mission International in Kazakhstan. It took place where there's never been any evangelical church before. Now that the building's dedicated, the real work of the church begins as they reach out to people of Taldykorgan. Pray for believers as they bring their friends, families, co-workers, and neighbors to Christ. And in the wild west of rural Honduras lies the town of Catacamas. Worldwide Christian School Steve Goering says their school, Luzi Verde, has a roof that needs immediate replacement. They're on a fast track and need one team for late December this year and one for early January.
Each team member works on this facility. There'll be interaction with the locals in Hondurans in the area, and this school is well known in the community. This school needs to be a good example of what Christian education is and can be in that community. In order to make it attractive for parents to send their children to the school, we need to make these basic repairs so that people want to put their children in this facility.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now podcasting. Search for Mission Network News at iTunes or go to missionnetworknews.org. Click on MNN to go and follow the instructions so you can take MNN with you anywhere. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.